This is Ozarks at Large. An ongoing success story will be celebrated and supported October 12th when Restore Humanity hosts Winetopia at Pratt Place Barn in Fayetteville. The event includes wine, food, music, and a silent auction. The organization is a six-year and counting endeavor between Northwest Arkansas and Africa that's resulted in an orphanage and school in a small Kenyan village. Sarah Fennell is the founder of Restore Humanity. She says the nonprofit has been able to channel support locally to help people halfway around the world.
We've had so much support from the community. I kind of started this just knowing we wanted to help people, but not sure where we were going with it. We helped people in South Africa, but since we've decided to just focus in Kenya and focus on our orphanage there, we've just made amazing progress. But because of the people there and the people here that have helped, I mean, it's just been awesome. Really glad to be a part of it.
This is an effort between kind of getting the inspiration when you were in Africa and then the benefits that are here and then the orphanage in Kenya. It spans, I don't know how many time zones, a couple of continents.
Right.
It's really amazing that it comes together.
It's pretty awesome, and I love saying this, and I know I've even said it many times on your show, but everything we've done has come from the funding from individuals in Northwest Arkansas. We've had some business support, for sure, but it's really come from this community, and I'm really, really proud to say that. And even earlier this year, we had a wine dinner at Bordino's, and that's only 80 people. It's more intimate than Winetopia's, a bigger party. But just to see so many of those people that have been there from the beginning and supported, and I had pictures of all of the kids, the most updated photos of all of them. And, you know, it's like they've grown with them. They've never met them, but they're really connected to them, and it's awesome that that can happen, even though they're so far away.
You know, someone from the outside would hear this and think, well, how does that work? Because I don't know how many people who have helped with Restore Humanity have actually met any of the people who they're helping, but it seems counterintuitive that this would work so well.
It's just, I think it's because it's a small group of people and we're doing a very specific thing. And the people that I work with in Kenya, I knew since 2000, and I've been really close with their family. So I just work directly with them. And I have kept people, I've tried my best to keep people kind of in touch with the kids as far as, you know, say we have a little boy named Albright, and he's now 12 years old. Well, when he moved in, he was 10 years old, and I told people all sorts of stories about him and just fun little stories because he's, you know, Mr. Personality. We've got pictures, and then, you know, like my parents have gone over there. A couple board members have gone over. And so people just continue to connect and follow those pictures, and, you know, social media has helped a lot because they can connect people and see how they grow. So it's neat to just see that, you know. People get really connected with some of the specific kids, even though they haven't met them.
I think we've talked about this before, but there was a certain amount of naivete that you had to have when you started this, right?
Yes. Yes, I'm thankful for it. But
I was going to say, it was probably a valuable
yes.
quality to some degree.
Definitely. When I started it, I just thought, well, you know, people need help. I want to help people, and there's people here that want to help, so let's do it. And it was a lot more complicated than that, and I've learned quite a bit, but I think you kind of have to have that. You know, and I think that's with any, if you're starting a business, if you're any sort of risk you're taking, it's kind of, you just have to go full force and try it out. And I'm really glad that I did it, for sure. But it's been a lot more complicated than I thought it would be, but a learning experience nonetheless.
Did anyone try to tell you you couldn't do it?
Yes. A lot of people told me that. Not that, you know, they appreciated the sentiment, and they understood what the intention. They just were like, Sarah, it's so much harder. You don't understand. And I just, you know, going straight ahead. My dad told me in the beginning when I first had the idea, he just said, Sarah, that is so much more work than you understand. And then I kept talking about it. And a couple weeks later, we were sitting at dinner at Bordino's, actually, and he was just like, why can't you do it? You can. You can totally do it. And he got really fired up. And that kind of gave me the, okay, they're standing behind me and they think I can do it, then got to do it.
Anyone who knows your father that knows it, when he gets fired up and is behind an idea, that's...
It works. It works. And he's really encouraging. Both my parents have been great in that, and they still do it all the time. They're both on my board, and they have been from the beginning, and it's really awesome to have that support from them.
What's happened in the year since we last talked?
Well, actually, because of Winetopia last year, just to say that, Winetopia was the... We had double the amount of people that we've had before. We raised more than double what we raised. And because of that success, we were able to move in three more kids. So now we have three more kids. We have 16 children that are living in the home now. They're all doing great. We've been able to expand our outreach program. We expanded our daycare program, which is part of our outreach program. We're now reaching through our programs, through the school there, our daycare program, and other outreach, we're reaching over 200 kids in the community. Some of it's just with maybe providing maxi pads for girls that need to go to school. Some of it's paying for school fees or uniforms, or we've even given mattresses to people. The kids are sleeping on the floor. I mean, we're just trying to help however we can and in small ways, a bit by bit. And see what we can do. So.
Do you think it makes a difference? You mentioned that it's small and specific. It's Northwest Arkansas. It's this one orphanage. Do you think that it helps that people can see tangible results? I mean, you know where your money is going, and
right.
You can say, here's the box of maxi pads, or here's the wall at the orphanage.
Right. It's a pretty awesome thing. I forgot to say this. We every year we do a program with Fayetteville High School. We work with the seniors. They do a research project, kind of help us solve problems. And I told the seniors last year that the primary school had three floors that they needed cemented. And I was like, let's try to get one of their floors cemented. So these kids went out, played music at the farmer's market. You know, they had one person had a job at a smoothie place, and he had, you know, money from that, convinced his boss to get sales from that one day. Somebody sold art. People just did whatever they could. And they raised, I think it was $446, something like that, to cement the floor at the primary school. And it was a really very real thing. And it was just all these kids that were inspired to go do that. And then we matched their rooms. So we cemented those two floors, and then there was only one left. And I thought, well, we've got to do that. But so now at our primary school in that area, there are no more dirt floors, which is a huge deal, not only because it's uncomfortable and, you know, the hygiene aspect of it, but there's also, I've told you about the thing, jiggers, the sand fleas that get into people's feet and things like that. And so that creates a whole host of problems for kids. So it's really neat that these kids here just got really inspired, wanted to go help, and just we kind of do it piece by piece, and people get to see that, and I think it makes a really big difference.
RestoreHumanity.org on October 12th. Sarah, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
Sarah Fennell is the founder of Restore Humanity. Winetopia takes place Friday, October 12th at Pratt Place Barn in Fayetteville. It includes wine, food, music, and a silent auction. Tickets until October 5th are $60, then $75 after that date. You can hear more from our conversation, including future plans for Restore Humanity, in an audio extra at OzarksAtLarge.com. You can learn more about Winetopia and Restore Humanity at RestoreHumanity.org.